Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being a part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Melinda Emerson is here. Melinda's back. She's the small biz lady. She is the author of Fix Your Business, a 90-day plan to get back your life and reduce chaos in your business, and she's here to talk to us about performance. Melinda Emerson, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me, Jim. I'm excited to be back.
It's good to have you back. You're always welcome here. I was telling the audience before you got here that there's a word that we don't all often, it isn't often on our mind all the time, and when we think about it, but I'm not sure we actually say this word to ourselves enough, and that's performance. I was pointing out that our systems have to perform, our tools have to perform, our strategies have to perform, our salespeople have to perform. We have to perform, and the things we invest in have to perform. So it's and if they don't, then you've got something less than optimal operation, and maybe even failure, right?
No, actually, you probably have a glorified hobby is what you probably have, and not really a business.
That's a good point. Yeah.
You know, because in my book, Fix Your Business, I talk about the 12 P's. Of running a successful business. So the first P is preparation, right? Because you got to make the decision that you actually are ready to fix your business.
Right.
The second P is purpose, which is really like your why. Why are you still running this business? Third P is people, right? Because you can your business can only grow as far as your two hands can reach, right?
Mm-hmm.
So you need some people, but you need the right people. And then you've got to look at profit. And profit is like all the money stuff in your business. But it's one thing to look at your revenues every month and, let's say, see that you're losing money.
Mm-hmm.
But when you get to performance, that's when you figure out why you're losing money.
Right?
So it's like it's great to look at your financial statements.
Performance doesn't mean good all the time, does it?
Your performance could be less than good. Right, but you have to measure things like profitability of every sale, not just profitability at the end of the year, right? So, too many people wait until tax time to talk to an accountant. Like, these things are scary. You need to be measuring how your business is performing. You know, by the 15th of the month, you need to know how well your business did last month, every month. And so we do that from financial statements, but there's a deeper level to it that you can go, right? So once you have profit, Then we look at the money stuff. Then you got to look at your processes, right? Then you got to look at your productivity, because there is a tool, there is an app that can save you time and money. I promise there is.
Mm-hmm.
Problem is there's so many of them, you don't know which one to use, right? So that's why we created Fix Your Business to kind of give you some guidance around the tools that I like. And then we get to performance. And performance is the seventh P. In Fix Your Business. And performance is really about what you should be measuring in your business. Because a lot of times what I see happening is people are so busy surviving that they aren't measuring anything. And there's all kinds of things you should be measuring.
And what you're calling surviving is what I call crisis management.
Exactly.
We're in reaction mode
every day.
They're always fighting a fire, and you can't perform. Performance presumes that you're making an improvement, and you can't make an improvement if you're just trying to recover or hold on to what you got by fighting a crisis all the time. And I see it all the time. I know you do too, Melinda. And it's not the way to be in business. I mean, it's chaos. If you have chaos in your business, then you probably need to go ahead, bite the bullet, shut it down, and go get a job.
Absolutely, because the level of stress that you're operating under, if you're operating a business like that, means you're miserable everywhere. You're as miserable as that job you used to hate before you started your business. Because
right.
now what's happening is your business feels like a noose around your neck, right? You're like, mm-hmm. you want to pull the covers over your own head and not even get up and go to your office every day. But the good thing is that you can always hit the reset button, and that's what Fix Your Business is all about. So what performance is really about is measurement, and we know that things that get measured can get improved, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the one basic thing you can start with measurement is looking at your Google Analytics every month. What is driving traffic to your website?
Mm-hmm.
Which social media sites are actually converting for you? Do you need to do five? Probably not. You probably need to do one or two because that's where your fish really are. But if you're not looking under the hood of your website, you won't even know.
Mm-hmm.
What blog posts do they really like? How long are they even staying on your site? What's your bounce rate? You know, these are things you need to look at. So that and Google Analytics is free. So that's not even something that costs
that's
you anything.
Right.
But let's talk about something else. What is your accounts receivable turnover ratio?
Mm-hmm.
And what that is how fast do you get your money when you issue an invoice? Are your customers actually honoring your net 30 or net 15 or net 10 terms?
And
if they're not, what are you doing
sheet,
about it?
If you've got a balance sheet, which you should have, you can determine the gap between your days payable and your days receivable, which is what you were just talking about. And you can
Absolutely.
Find out that, okay, I'm having to pay my vendors in 20 days average, but my customers
right.
are paying me on average in 45 days. A 25-day gap that you've got to fund. You're out of money for those 25 days. You've got to fund
right.
that somehow. You've got to get a loan.
Which is
constant
right. cash flow crunches. And the number one reason why people go out of business is cash. Make
That's
no mistake
right.
about it. You can have all the sales in the world. If you don't have the cash to service the sales, to buy the inventory,
That's
to
right.
pay your team, you will be out of business standing there with a book full of
well,
invoices.
You could go out of business while customers are lined up around the corner outside your front door.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
When I tell people that you can succeed yourself out of business, they look at me like I landed from Mars or something.
No, you're absolutely right. But the other piece of it is you've got to look at your sales process, right? So what is your cost per lead? Do you have a mechanism to drive leads to your business every day?
Mm-hmm.
What are you doing? Do you have three ways once people land on your website to capture leads? Are you giving away anything, a free book, a free download, offering them the opportunity to sign up for a newsletter, a free webinar? What is it that you're offering people to entice them to give you their contact information? Because once they give you your contact information, that's a relationship.
Yep.
But how do we nurture that relationship?
And folks,
email.
These things Linda's talking about are the way you participate in the race that you're fighting with the big tech companies. You've got to be able to do these things. Hold on to that thought. Melinda, I need your website quickly, please.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.